WSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
This is no ordinary bridge. This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who says the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will rise again.
The path to normalcy will not be easy. It will not be quick. It will not be inexpensive. But we will rebuild together.
Six construction workers missing more than 24 hours after the bridge collapse are now presumed dead. The search for their bodies continues. The container ship that struck the bridge issued a Mayday call just prior to the crash. That had first responders scrambling to halt traffic before impact. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He's blasting a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the fighting in Gaza, saying it has emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. Also at SRNNews.com, a New York judge has slapped a gag order on Donald Trump in the so-called hush money criminal trial.
The gag order prohibits the former president from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. The judge granted the prosecution's request for a gag order, citing Trump's prior comments about him and others in the case, as well as a looming April 15 trial date. Under terms of the order, Trump can make comments about the judge or Manhattan DA, but must not attack key figures in the case. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. Shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT, boosting former President Trump's net worth by millions of dollars. Based on the current share price, Trump Media and Tech Group worth almost $8 billion. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 154 points. This is SRN News. Preparations underway for Franklin Graham's next trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A drag queen story hour event scheduled to take place at a Pennsylvania library has been canceled after threats were made. Police say a suspicious package was found in the building, forcing evacuation of a two-block area. Other threats were made via the phone and social media. Local residents had been voicing their displeasure with the planned event, which is part of a nationwide drag queen story hour campaign. This is SRN News. How do Americans feel about the state of the economy?
Consumer confidence held steady this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, says its consumer confidence index ticked down a fraction in March. That index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The index measuring American short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell further, while consumers' views of current conditions improved. I'm Shelley Adler.
NBC News will cut ties with former Republican National Committee Chief Ronna McDaniel, hired just last week as an on-air political contributor. The decision, conveyed in a memo to staff members from the top official of the network's news division after a furious and a very public protest by some of its journalists and commentators. More details at srnnews.com.